You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Hello. Here we are again. This is the second hour. I do hope you enjoyed the first one if you were listening, but it refeeds itself at the end of this hour. 800-866-8883, and you'll notice how very little I ask for money. I have a problem with that. And I admit it, I don't like to beg. I'm asking you then, those of you who get helped from this program, please pay it forward. In other words, I don't charge anything. The money doesn't, I don't get paid anymore. I used to. I have enough to live on privately. And so I was sensible with my income, which wasn't much. So I got some houses and have a little income, enough to keep me not needing your money. See, so would you please pay it forward so I can pay the bills? It costs a lot of money to do this program. It takes engineers and all the different burdens you have to pay the light, the uplinks, and God knows what. We have about 10 people working for us now, I think. And some of them have high pay because they're outside, they're contractors. And so it's not cheap. And we do the best we can with our own people. And we don't have too many people in the office. We don't get telephone calls enough. It's really true. We have just a percentage of people who graciously continue to pay it forward. I'm sorry to start it up this way because I forgot to do it in the first hour, hoping that you hear me in the second hour. That person you heard at the end of the program has called me many times, but I've been very patient with him. I never said don't call anymore. There's hope for him, and as long as he calls me, the closer he gets, what he needs to see. My wife has taken 64 years to get to see that she was in a trance the day I married her. And all the way through, this normal, pretty girl and pretty good mother on the surface, except behind her back sometimes, I suppose. And so, it's not that we don't have any problems in our family, but it's the journey I need to have. See, so I'm not upset about things that not turning out as good as they should. But she was given to me because if anybody else would have had her, she wouldn't have been alive. And she knows that. She's beginning to see it. She's strong, willful, you know, and that's it. And we got some willful kids too. And that's it too. And all these things, I'm learning to be a real father. All the trials and tribulations, and I've not run away from any of it, okay? And you shouldn't either. And gentlemen, women look for you, look for what love really is, but you have to find love first. Like that man, he's finished. And you if you don't know what a woman wants, if you don't know how to deal with stress, then anger and fear will hand you over in one form or another, in war, in disease, in anxiety, just falling out, having a car crash. It's 9 or 10% angry people, really angry people, have 9 or 10 times the chance of having a terrible accident than a person who's halfway decent. I say that because we're not all perfect. We make our mistakes. But when you have mistakes, you need to stop and look at them as they appear. And so they appear when you get upset. Isn't that true? You get upset, so therefore what's outside you has got inside you. And that's what I've been talking about in the last hour or so. When you're upset, the reason why you're upset is because the world you come into is the world is full of sin. And mostly the sin is in your own family. People who look like they're good and people who look like they're bad, you can't always tell the difference. And, okay, so give me a call and I'll continue talking to you about my book, Finding God and Not Finding God.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, hello again. So I was, in the last hour, I spoke to one man who's called before, and I don't mind him calling again because it awakens in you if you've been listening. So it gives me more reason to say things I wouldn't have said the last time. So it's always educational, so to speak. I'm opening my phones to you if you want to call me. If you want to sit quietly and listen, it's unnerving. But please, don't get angry with me. It's better off to shut down the program, if you don't mind me, to turn the radio off, then get upset with me. But it's too late by that time, see. It's already too late. If you've been upset, something good has got in you, but you hate it as if it was bad. Be careful. I'm not playing. You're playing with fire when you're listening to me. And so if I can get, you see how it affects you. You see how what is in me affects you? You either say, wow, it's like a breath of fresh air. That's good. That's recognition. In other words, I have, you have what I have. Otherwise, you couldn't recognize it. It takes one to know one. The same with darkness, isn't it? So let me continue now with this book, How to Conquer Suffering Without Doctors. It's a book I have not put into the world yet. I've got 10,000 of them. I don't know how much to charge for them yet. Probably about $20 would do it. It's called How to Conquer Suffering Without Doctors. And I've got this on my screen. And I'm taking paragraphs at the time, nice and easy. I've put it on my screen nice and clean. And reading it to you with explanations. With a little extra help in your understanding of this. So now, we're now in the fourth paragraph of this book. And look how long it takes, because I stop in the middle, giving you the chance to call 800-866-8883. It would be good for you to call. If you're angry, please call me, because it's too late. Because you don't, this is not an ordinary program. I'm no ordinary man. So please, I don't want you to upset you. But if you get upset, look at it as you not being upset, but something inside you is getting upset. If you do that, you're on your way to salvation. You're all sin. And you're all addicted to something. And how many sins, whatever you are, addictions, Don't tell me, you admit, you don't know, yesterday I spent my whole 2 hours telling you how many what addiction is and how many you've got. 100 of them. There's so many, but it makes up to who you are becoming. And the diseases and the sufferings, which is equal to everyone who has the same number of disturbances or sins, as all who sin are slaves. As a hypnotist, that's how I started off. I began to see that to give it a word, to give what this thing is, lead us away from temptation, you have to have a tempter or a temptress. Correct. But a person is not born a temptress or a tempter, are they? They're born into culture, which is different from what happened to Adam. He chose to do wrong, and it got into him. The dark side got in him through Eve, and Eve, ever since then, is looking for a man. Man born of woman hasn't got long to live. Because he looks to her for approval. Big, big mistake. And that's your first, that basically your first real addiction is that. You start to be pulled away. Women are that way, they can't help themselves. They don't mean it. They want you to say no to them. They want you to be noble, but where's the noble man the way I'm describing it? You could have a rich man and be a wealthy man with a pretty wife and all the rest of it, but she will have some problem with herself, and she's hiding it. She's hiding the resentment she has for her husband, but it looks like she's gracious and does everything, but she's got this problem, and it's getting worse. If you're one of those ladies, please call me, 800-866-8883. So now, let's get back to my book. I put a price on it, $20 plus shipping. How to Conquer Suffering Without Doctors. This is only the fourth paragraph. It only takes one overreaction to breach open your mind. And there, indelibly plant every kind of typecast behavior with its infinite variety of mental, emotional, addictions, and diseases. All hell on earth is separation from God through emotionally stained system of false beliefs and reactions which sustain those beliefs. Emotion pulls you into doubt, and doubt is an upside-down power of faith. It has the same power to make you sick and to follow the yellow brick road in the wrong way. It has the power to make you do, the power over you increases, just like the power inside me that saves me from that increases, but it's positive. That's not in the script. Doubting the wordless word in your heart comes from believing into a mostly charged language, the spoken word, with energy in it. And so my words, if you listen carefully, has a different energy. And so if I shout at you, then the shouting in you that was a bad shout that made you worse, my shout outshouts that and neutralizes it. So don't tell me that I'm angry because I'm strong. There's a right strong and a wrong strong. And so, you see, I'm not delicate in saying these things. So say again, to believe the spoken word is the doubt, to become influenced by the spoken word, by authority, is to doubt the wordless word, the source of all life, from the very beginning. And since doubt is connected to sin, you will unnaturally want to go on believing lies as truth. Now, this is true. If you go to space, to Facebook, and you go to the nicest video, and I can't think of the man's name for a minute. I was having I was on Fox News. I can't remember the name of the man all of a sudden. He's a very famous person. This was wrong with me. I have some medicine I'm taking. Medicine which I need has been there for many, 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 many years. For mistakes that I made. So I do suffer a lot from that, but I'm okay with it. Just forgive me, I just get a little forgetful every now and then. But I'm still, I can see my own weaknesses, and I can see my lack of ability to express properly. But see, let me just continue then. Since doubt is connected to sin, as salvation is connected to saviors, to save you from sin. They're two entities. See, two entities in a metaphysical realm, a dark realm and a white realm, and we stand between the two. And so we're born into it, and it got into us. But the beauty of this is that you didn't sin. It got into you when you couldn't help yourself. But the truth is still in you. That beautiful intuitiveness self is still there, covered up in all kinds of motion muck. So you will, as I said in, I think, the first hour, that it was understood by the Nazis, so that if you put it this way, it's much, much more clear. I said this on the video that you'll see on the Facebook. I was talking about the way Germans see Hitler as a Führer, someone superior, wonderful, even though he's wicked, murderer, and can make them murder, and to look at innocence of England, naive. Look at the innocence and lick their chops, and make it so they seem like it's the enemy. Now ISIS is the enemy of good. You see, it's an enemy, and you could be an enemy to me because you love the sin. See, you're living out of it, and so you see me in a bad light, but you see the bad people in a good light. See that? Just like I said a few moments ago, if you go to Facebook, you'll see that video. It's only 1 minute and 30 seconds. It says it all. Hitler could only be, the Nazis used to say, you could only see Hitler as a Führer if you're emotional. If you're emotional, you'll see evil as good. And therefore, when you look on the left, you see tremendous evil. Tremendous evil. And the people love it. They love it. They love to be loved by what's more evil and more beautiful and more successful. But not really successful in a real sense. But sickly sensitive. And living at your expense. See? But you're following them because you think they have something. The sociopaths. Psychopaths is different. Is the psychopath is like a Hitler, real killer. Psychopath is your friend. The psychopath is Obama. He loves you, and he doesn't seem to do anything wrong, but he doesn't do anything right, does he? And he gives you things. He takes it from us and gives it to you, and you love him for that. You don't care how you get it because you're just as bad as he is. See. And but there's a certain anxiety that goes with that, because you're becoming dependent upon something dark to lift you up and make you feel better than you deserve. And then you could be paid highly to find recruits. See, until you have an inner city of that. As my black American friends, you've got to be very careful of what they've done to you, because you have come from the South. And every time I forget the same word when I come to this one, and when I finish the program, I remember what it is, and it's too late. It's so silly, isn't it? Let me give you the phone number, 800-866-8883. I'm reading this. This is not really a good program for you calling me. I understand that. But I have to do this once in a while. So I'm going to take the next sentence of the book called How to Conquer Suffering Without Doctors, and there's none of them out there, and they're not on the my website, and they're in storage for 20 or 30 years, I forget, because it's so powerful. But I think you need something like this, and I shall continue in just a minute reading to you what you're going to read in this book, over 200 pages. All right, so here we go again. It only takes one overreaction to breach open your mind, just one. And other people can do it too. The breach will take you away from your innocence. And you may not know it, but you're angry. And you struggle with yourself, and there it goes. And therefore indelibly plant every kind of typecast behavior with an infinite variety of mental, emotional addictions and diseases. All hell on earth is separation from God through emotionally sustained system of false beliefs put into you when you got reaction. So you actually don't know what is real and what is not. You don't know if Christ is Christ or the Christians themselves are sort of eating the knowledge of good and evil. You cannot eat knowledge of good and evil. You see, knowledge is intellectual learning without knowing what you're learning. So you can learn to be a Christian, but you can label yourself that way, but it's just a lot of noises and a lot of rituals. It isn't salvation. Christianity is falling apart. And that's the reason why. And the whole idea is to attack this beautiful religion, concept of Jesus, to break it down. And there's a reason why you're suffering this way. And slowly but surely you become, now I'm ad-libbing, slowly but surely you're becoming addicted to pleasures and food, people who entertain, etc., etc. There's so much drugs, everything. I mean, your preacher can be a drug. Roy Masters can be a drug. I talked to the gentleman that has a problem in him, and he's too sick to come and see me. But he's put me on a pedestal, and then for that reason I can't help him. So don't just, it's not me that speaks, really. I haven't really prepared this much, except rarely do this, a reading, little paragraphs of a book. But I want you to know what you're going to get. And you only need to take one paragraph at a time. So listen to what I do. Consider what I'm saying. I give the number 800-866-8883, 800-866-8883, and call me Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. West Coast time. My phone number at the office is 800-877-3227. And please support the program. Okay, with your paying it forward so other people can get the value you got from another person you'll never know. It only takes one overreaction to breach open your mind. I just said that a little while ago. And there, indelibly plant every kind of typecast behavior with its infinite variety of mental, emotional, addiction, diseases, and also behaviors, make it so if you're born in Borneo, you'll be a cannibal. So you're born in ISIS, so you have to be one of them. Because if they show a little twinkle in your eye of goodness, they kill you. There is a war between good and evil, even in this country. You've got a lot of sick people and addicted to sicker people. That's how it works. See, so... So it only takes one reaction to have it done to you for you to do it to somebody else. This is ad-libbing now. So it only takes one reaction to breach open your mind and therefore plant what everybody has. Every kind of typecast, every kind of behavior in an infinite variety of cultures, mental, emotional, addiction, or if you're born in Borneo, you're born in Mexico, you act like a Mexican, etc., etc. If you're Jewish, you're going to be acting like a Jewish person with various variations of imperfections. What we want is perfection to begin with. All hell on earth is separation from God through emotionally sustained system of false beliefs and reactions. Emotion pulls you into doubt, and doubt is the upside down power of faith. I've said this before. I'm coming to this because you may have missed this. Doubting the wordless word in your heart. See, doubt has the same power. I've said this before, I've got to bring it up again. Doubt has exactly the same power, getting stronger and stronger and stronger till you want to kill yourself or kill somebody. See, it has the same power if you give yourself to it. It has the power of faith, upside down, into the darkness. And so, but the minute you start to react, the door open forever. And it will accumulate, no matter how much, whatever you do, whatever cure you get makes you live longer, wronger. See? And the only good thing about wronger, longer is that you live long enough to realize, oh my God, it doesn't all work. I can't live by, you know, in addicted to chemistry. See? You die having never lived. You really do. So you have people who live a long time, and look what happens to them. The good ones get it. If you're halfway good, you get to live a little older, but you still don't really find, for the most part, not always, of course, for the most part, you have a nice life, you don't say a whole lot, and you're in a home, or you got money, and people are hanging on you. And the longer you live that way, the more you have to live that way until you can't anymore, until all your energy drains away. And I explained that in the opening part of this discussion. So, emotion pulls you into doubt, and doubt is an upside power of faith. Now you see it better. Doubting the wordless word in your heart comes from believing into emotionally charged language. It transfers. The emotionally charged language gives you the kind of thoughts that make you one of those variable, crazy people that we call humans. See, whatever's said with a word, a spoken word, gets into you and takes charge of you and causes you to doubt. And whatever that is that's caused you to doubt through your reaction, the emotion pulls you away from the power of good into the world of upside down faith. See, you're not just an ordinary animal. You kind of have a choice to stay in the state you have that was put into you, as I just explained. But you only know what's wrong because it has pain. And there's a right way and wrong way to cure that pain. And one of them is to be still and know. You try first to get. I'll be right back in just a minute. 800-866-8883 and call my office at 800-877-3227. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go to my next paragraph in this book, How to Conquer Suffering Without Doctors. I'm going to skip a paragraph and just do this one here, which starts, there exists a type of person who cannot exist unless you die to them. Oops, here it is. Every one of these paragraphs throughout 200, more than 200 pages of the book, How to Conquer Suffering Without Doctors, I have only put out a few. It's too much for you, but I don't think now it's too much, because the pain of your suffering and the danger that you're living in needs to be understood. And this is the understanding of the politics of America, for which we are caused to be divided against each other, the halfway good and the halfway evil. And I think I can capture the halfway evil and put them back where they belong. And also the halfway good, because you're not good enough to deal with evil in any form. So, sooner or later, you're going to give in to evil. That's what it's a progress. You can't stop yourself. It's a progress. It's a journey. It's a journey to darkness and journey to light. And you cannot cure it. There is no cure for it, no matter what you say. There's relief, but then you become addicted to the relief. It's the wrong God. You feel good, but doesn't mean to say you are. Okay. So let me use this time so I can speak without begging you to send money to the Foundation of Human Understanding, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Now, I'm glad you're listening. See, I am reading, and then I'm adding, refurbishing what I said, adding to it, and because it's a little stiff to read a book. But this is a book that I put on paper. I don't think I could ever write it again. I'm glad it came through me to put it on in a book and other books. But this one is hit you in every sentence. And so I don't try to run through that book and try to memorize it. It's not going to do you any good. You need to read a paragraph and just see what it says. Just read it. That's all. Let it go through one ear, one out the other, or just read it until something stops you. Put the book down. The whole idea is to show you what the problem is. Just to show you what the problem is, to bring you to the light. You can't see it for yourself. I have to bring you to a light. Jesus says to the scribes and Pharisees, the reason I keep bringing this up is very important. He says to those intellectuals that cannot do anything like him, nothing like them. You can believe in this, you can believe in that, you can believe in good, you can believe God will help you and all the rest, but it doesn't happen. It doesn't work that way at all. So we'll be right back. Don't go away. I see I'm using up the 2 hours. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Thank you.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
And I'm talking and reading a book that I wrote and didn't distribute in the 1970s. It was too powerful. I'm just reading the fifth chapter. This has got 20 minutes left of 2 hours so far. And so I'm reading the text, and let me read it again, and I'll make some comments too as well. This is the fifth paragraph. Here it is. There exists a type of person who can exist unless you die to them. Surely, you experience the feeling of being drained by seeming nice and for some reason, strange reason, your body cannot say no, and you're unable to deny them the request. Their sickly love fascinates you, and you become addicted for their approval, and you give your all. If this is true, that people can live off each other like animals do to each other spiritually, what is the reason for this? Everybody's born with life source, but generational stress, it comes through generations, temptation, at an early age, separates you from the real meaning of life, implanting a dark imposter that you think of yourself, coming right back to the same principle. Brainwashing begins at home. End of paragraph. And the book, which is not available on this, but you have to call in if you want it, $20. I've just decided to put it out because these are your last days unless you know what good is and what evil is. Because there are people who live like evil, but it's really, they think it's good because they see it with emotional eyes. See? And so there's lots of people who know how to do that. Those are the ones that eventually take the weak ones, and there's more weak ones than good ones, and turn them against the rest of you and reward them for them to riot and do all kinds of things and be respected for it and even paid for it if it's government. See? So there was a time in your life when you knew what was right, fair and honest. And as long as you held fast to what was intuitive, life was simple. Every innocent child inherits Adam's lot. So the meaning of Ad Lib now, the meaning of Adam's lot is the culture that you come into, which is corrupt. Even the best of country has corruption in it. You have nice people, and there's good people to be able to do business with, but when the door closes at night, there's something else when he puts his pants, folds up his pants and puts it on the bed. See, it's a different world. Violence, addiction, fighting each other, running off with other women, getting drunk, etc., etc. Be drunk with too much power, with money. You can be drunk on money, etc., etc. There's so many different direct... I can't find the word now. Addictions. There's so many different addictions. You've got hundreds of them. You don't see them. But there's a basic one. And the basic one we're talking about here is irritation, getting annoyed, you know, upset, judging another person, to stay ahead of the judgment on you. See? So, every innocent child inherits Adam's lot. You're born into a family, and the family is not fit, basically, to put it simple. They're not ready. They will pass on to you what was passed on to them. And they will try to make it better, but that goes to the point of corrupting you by spoiling you, trying to be the best mother you ever could possibly be, and the best father. You give too much of yourself, and that is corruptive. It causes the children to be dependent on you because you want them to love you. And one will give in and become your slave and not have any life, and the other one will run away. And there's a story behind that too. So let me start again. There was a time in your life when you knew what was right and honest, and as long as you held fast to what was intuitive, life was better and simple. It gets always gets better and better. Every innocent child inherits Adam's lot. The one sent men's sin and death through sin spread through the human race. Okay, so you have that generational pull of temptation. You fell away from the gracious way. Stress and anger then cause you to begin to work against your own best interests, and you could not get back to where you were. Your nature adapted, and you found yourself pulled to follow where you should not go, and your identity was displaced and in conflict with your human self. You found yourself needing excitement to grow, or anger, pleasures, in the only way you knew, like a beast, see, and worse than a beast, because you can't blame a beast, but you can put some blame on you, but really not. But the point is, the beast can't do sin. You can become a beast, and you can become a human. That's the game. So at the same time, that excitement also serves to help you to forget the truth. What was happening? Whenever you do something, excitement and anger, you can judge somebody and look down their nose and make them suffer and enjoy their suffering, because it's separate. It is, they're worse than you are. And you can set your own children up to fail by being impatient with them and over nothing, when you could have been gentle and firm, which would have been gentle and firm. But if you get impatient, ask yourself, you get impatient? Yes. Then you've done your children in. You hide your impatience, and you're too good. You've ruined your children all the time, and you can't stop. One will run, one will stay and suck on you, or you will suck on him, and so there's nothing left of him. It's called cancer. It is clear that most people have never have much choice to be anything different from what they are. They came into the world preceded by overwhelming pressures that compel them to react. Everybody has that. If you look very carefully at your emotional reactions, you will see that they represent an inherent failing that has a stranglehold on your life. Continuing to react, you edge closer to hell, and you lose a little bit more real life, while you gain a little more worldly identity with its brutish misery. Inside, you're not yourself anymore. The closest you might have come to the truth is to know better, but never to get better. You may remember that long time ago you doubted yourself once and immediately lost awareness and wandered through life in a dream state, thinking that dream is a reality and is your way of life that you must go. But now, the pain of aimlessness is bringing you back to the truth you left behind. A victim does not have a life centered in reality. It is compelled to drain and be drained by friends and enemies doing to others what was done to them, to refuel a thirst from your life force. In other words, when you get intimidated and somebody's sweet and nice to you, and you give yourself to them, they're living on your life force. Okay? A craving for vitality begins at the ego level and goes on to express itself in a variety of destructive ways. All have names on them, as you're familiar with. As long as you need people, you will hurt and be hurt by friends and lovers and embolden the enemy. See, as long as you're hurt by friends, you see, I hope David, can you do me a favor? The phone is ringing and your mother doesn't answer. Could you just take it up in time and put yourself in my place for a few minutes? Okay.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen whole field of psychology, which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until
You're
now you have not understood. Visit
Roy
FHU.com
Masters.
Or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life.
Okay, here I am. I'm sorry I had to break that, but I heard the phones ringing and I didn't know whether she was okay. She's 84. And so I took a break just to see how she is. She's fine. She's talking to one of my sons. All right. So we're back to how to, let's see, almost as I gave another name of the book I was talking about, How to Conquer Suffering Without Doctors. There's a way, there's 95% relief if you can get to the root of your problems. And let me just stop reading this book. I don't recommend it if you are sensitive and you can't handle the real truth about yourself. And the truth about yourself comes from the light that shines on you. And you put that light out. That is, and look towards that which takes the pain of your, if I may use the word sin. Now it has a meaning. You're disconnected. You are no longer subject to that force that created the universe. And that's as serious as it can be. And its seriousness is represented by anxiety and diseases. And up pops medicine, and medicine is good in many ways. But it also can be dangerous in many ways because it tries to fix everything. For example, bipolar. You can hear, if you have bipolar, all of you do, you don't know what it means, just the name. But they're going to give you medicines. If you are stupid enough or stupefied, okay, so now, I think I've done fairly well for this 2 hours and only having one caller. And the one caller has called many times, and some people are very difficult and stubborn, and they think they're doing the right thing, they think they're following me, they put me on a pedestal, etc., etc. I'm asking you just to see that I'm an ordinary man with extraordinary abilities, but so are you. They're just covered up, and you've lost your way, and you got lost in your brain, and your brain starts to talk to you as if it was you. If you're born in Borneo, you will talk like a cannibal with no way out. In America, there's still freedom, but so much freedom that you can make your mistakes and realize it and enjoy the rest of your life. This is a good place to be. It used to be. It's awful now. Because half the country is upside down. I think that's half. Half of you believe evil is good. And to them, in their emotional state, it is good. And what they're worshipping encourages them to be the way they are. And is satisfied that because it knows how to extort the honey of your life. Okay? And that's what I've been saying. So as you respond to temptation, to intimidation, I should say, intimidation is temptation, you lose your life essence and gradually become a worldly one of them. A social chain of slavery is where sinners prey on who in turn live at the expense of lesser sinners, doing unto others what's done unto you. See, or doing unto others as you would have them to do unto you. As I've said this many, many times before, that is the difference. And it's the difference, it's not, It's just a few words. And you might not grasp those words because you may say, oh, how do I do this? Do what I can do unto others what done to me, but how can I do unto others as I should have them, you know, do unto others as I would have. I can't find it right. You know what I'm trying to say. I'm getting a little tired right now doing these 2 hours. An old Greek, old geezer like me. So anyway, we're going to be right back in a second here to music.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Well, anyway, I've been basing the program on paragraphs. And this is on the sixth page. And we've had about 7-8 paragraphs. And let me just finish off a little bit. It's the book called How to Conquer Suffering Without Doctors. I hid that book. I didn't say I hate it. I hid it because it was too much too soon. You now need to know what's wrong with you. If you do not understand what's wrong with you, you lose your soul. You lose yourself and you lose your country. Do you understand? You got to be careful of how you look. And if you're angry, you're going to be angry. The chances are, a very angry person needs someone who loves him for that reason. In other words, you hate good. Got to be careful when you're angry. What you're angry at is something good. The media will infinitely take a good person and label him or her evil. It's dangerous in this country now. It's been dangerous for a long time. I've been on the air, and then I almost disappeared because the media was stronger than me, so I helped to build a station with, you know, 700, 800 stations. And then when they collapsed us, all the rich people bought most of the clusters of radio stations and made them fail, hired everybody who was good and put junk on the air. Rush Limbaugh is one of the few that still remain. See? And I don't know what you think about me. But I'm approaching it from a different angle. He can tell you all what's going on, it's correct. But I can tell you what's going on in yourself. And if you don't overcome what's overcome you in mass, because you all go have drink and drug for the same reasons, and sex, and die. They get addicted to all kinds of things, strange things, for pleasures to escape the pursuing conscience as if it was the enemy. I ask you now, listen to my voice. And yes, you think I'm mesmerizing you? No, I'm trying to unmesmerize you. What's got hold of you? Be careful you don't resent me. What's it? Because you're not dealing with me. You're dealing with me, no. I can't tell you what that means. But you've got to be careful that if you hurt a person that speaks like me and lives like me, see, and loves what truth is, if you resent me, something will go to you in a good way that you'd have me do to me, you do to me in a bad way. In other words, I don't react to you. I'm not upset with you. I care for you. And my speech has a certain energy to it. I can't explain it. There's a frequency. And if you're not a good person, you will get upset with it. And so therefore, in one sense, I will have done to you right in this moment what you have done to me. But in this case, there's mercy in it because have put inside you the good that you hate, but you can't get rid of the idea that I'm right, and you, the only way you can survive is to try to make me wrong. And you can do that till the world ends. You'll never be able to do it. But meanwhile, it's in there. Until you die, you still have an opportunity to say, well, I don't know why I'm angry with Roy. You know, what good has it done to me? Maybe he's right about these things, and all of a sudden you're coming home. So would you please take down the phone number of the Foundation of Human Understanding? It's Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. And the phone number is 877-32-800-877-3227. My website is fhu.com. And you can actually get the 7-minute meditation there. It doesn't cost anything. And I want you to share it. The reason why I want you to share it, because at least half of you will benefit. The good people will really benefit and become stronger to face the adversaries to come. There's very dark forces running this country. Very, very dark forces. Evil is good, and good is evil. It's very clear to a person who does not see with emotion, but sees with clarity, sees things as they are. It's a curse to be otherwise. But the curse in that person who's still alive, so to speak, hates innocence, hates strong people, noble people, hates them. And you can actually hate your own kid when he comes into the world. I think there was a person who murdered her own, a famous woman who murdered her own kid in a fit of anger. And she got away with it, and they gave it a name of an illness. It's becoming that way. The bad people get away with bad things. And people who are in school, used to have a little argument with a kid that is a bully, and you stand up for yourself, and then you get the blame. And the teachers won't blame you for it, knowing full well that the bad guy is the good guy, because that seems to them. As it seems to your teachers. Because they're emotionally, they see the emotion as an emotion. Anyway, I'm looking at the clock. Hear the music. I have to say goodnight. 1 minute left? Ladies and gentlemen, please support my program. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Pay it forward. That's the reason why you're listening, and I'm pretty tired right now. So I'm going to take it easy. It's been a bit of a strain this evening for my age. Okay, so let me give you the phone number, and also look at Facebook. I want you to look for a very nice video. And I can't remember the name of the person. David, can you remember his name? I lost it for a minute. I'm just a bit tired. Yeah, Drudge. Yes, Drudge. He's interviewing me, and in 1 minute and 30 seconds, you'll see everything you need to see in that 1 minute 30. I have 600,000 people listening to me at this moment. Okay, thank you. We'll be right back.
Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Roy. And I'm going to do some reading tonight, just a little bit. I have a book which I never published. I have 10,000 of them in stock. But it is so powerful that I didn't think it was the appropriate time to publish it. I published it, but took second thoughts, and it's still in storage. And it's called How to Conquer Suffering.